And now joining us on the telephone is Ro Khanna. Ro Khanna is a Democratic congressional member here from the Bay Area. Representative Khanna, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be back on your program.
For you, what do you want your constituents, as I assume some are listening right now to us, what do you want them to know about today's hearing and this process?
This is about protecting the rule of law. We've had a president who has abused his office by pressuring a foreign leader to dig up dirt and smear his political opponent. And if we don't stand up for this, for the rule of law, then we're setting an awful precedent for our country, and our very constitutional democracy is at risk. So I hope that people will look at the evidence, including my Republican colleagues.
Representative Khanna, there's a lot of talk on the Democratic side what the articles of impeachment should be and what should be included in the articles of impeachment. It appears as though the Democratic leadership wants to run just with this issue concerning Ukraine, potentially leaving aside what we found from the Robert Mueller report, never mind things such as potential violations of the Emoluments Clause. Where do you come down on what the articles of impeachment should be?
I believe the articles of impeachment should cover all of the impeachable offenses. We ought to be less concerned with poll numbers and more concerned with historians and how we will look in the history books in standing up for our Constitution. We need to include Mueller's obstruction of justice. We need to include the obstruction of Congress. We need to include the blatant emoluments clauses. We need to include Ukraine. Now, if some members don't want to vote on all of them, and they want to vote yes for some and no for others, that's their right. But we should have a vote on all of those articles so that we make a clear, send a clear message to any future president, Democrat or Republican, that those types of behaviors are not acceptable to the American public.
So in previous impeachments, we've had a number of articles of impeachment come up. Not all of them get through. A few do. Do you think there is a desire by the leadership of the Democrats in the House to not have any articles voted down for appearance sake?
There may be. And you know, in candor, I don't understand that. I mean, I know the leadership never likes to bring a vote that loses. And I say, why not? I mean, it's not weakness to bring up a vote, for example, on Medicare for All, and some vote yes and others vote no. But there is a sense that you never bring a vote unless you're going to win. And I think what's much more important is that you bring a vote and let people vote their conscience on holding this president accountable. And as you pointed out, when Bill Clinton was impeached, I think there were four articles of impeachment. Two went through, two did not go through. So there's precedent for having more than a couple.
Representative Khanna, Speaker Pelosi and others, other Democrats, have said that part of why this had to move forward, why impeachment had to move forward, was that otherwise we're sending a message to not only this president, but future presidents, that they can do whatever they want and there'd be no accountability. Now, while it's probably very likely that the House Judiciary is going to vote to impeach the president, very unlikely that the Senate will convict following a trial. Does that not still set the same precedent, that presidents can choose to just not participate, do whatever they want, and get away with it?
I would say two things. First, most presidents do not aspire to be impeached. It's only happened three times in our history. This would be the fourth to have articles of impeachment drawn up. So that in itself will deter many presidents. I think even Donald Trump, he may have bravado on Twitter, but in his heart, he doesn't want the first line of his in the history books to say he was impeached. The second thing that does matter, I agree with you, it's very unlikely we will get 67 votes in the Senate, but I do think it makes a difference if we can get a few votes in the Senate and can say a majority of the Senate voted for impeachment. We could then say a majority of the American public, a majority of the House, a majority of the Senate voted to impeach, and that the vote in the Senate was bipartisan. So we should really make a strong effort to try to get a few of those Republicans who are open-minded to vote with us.
Representative Ro Khanna, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Ro Khanna is the representative serving California's 17th congressional district since 2017.